Normally, Batuta has a population of zero, but over the weekend it was painted pink and transformed from an isolated community into a woman's health and well-being, relaxing, pampering retreat. Women from all over Queensland and South Australia made the effort to take some time off to enjoy themselves. And did they enjoy themselves? The women took part in a range of workshops and heard from a number of speakers. They ranged from relationship and sex therapist, Dr. Rosie King, to learning to sing with professional entertainer Kathy Drummond. But the focus of the weekend was to give women the chance to meet others and think about themselves.
Judy Treloar and I'm on a cattle property on the Paroo River between Charleville and Quilpie.
What's it look like at home?
Home's not as dry as out here in the Diamantina Shire. We've been fortunate to have been under some patchy storms, but it's still a long way yet from anywhere that's going to be called a season.
You're taking part in Kathy's singing workshop this morning. What did you enjoy about the workshop?
It was a group of women who were really happy to be there to let a sound out that was joyful.
And we're at the Channel Country Ladies' Day in Batuta. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Lydia, this is my second Country's Lady weekend. I missed last year but was at the first one, and I think it's grown, and it's certainly an opportunity for women to get together to recharge their batteries.
And what do you think it is about these days that are important?
Generally, women go to town to do jobs for everybody else. They don't have an opportunity to do something for themselves, and that's what the Channel Country Lady Day has provided.
Gay Tully, Tenham Station, Quilby.
Why do you think days like this are important?
They're absolutely fantastic. To have all these people, all these wonderful 150 ladies together has just been absolutely marvellous. All the different workshops, you really can't fit everything in that's been available here. So, you know, they just deserve the best praise because they've done such a wonderful job in the middle of nowhere.
How would you sum up your experience?
My experience here, it's just been, I've met a lot of new people, and to me that's really important. I've done quite a few workshops. I've just had a ball.
What's been your favourite workshop or favourite speaker?
Two speakers. Rosie was probably one of my favourites because she was so, so very good. Pip Courtney's wonderful, and so is Karen Brooke. She is amazing as well. So all those three amazing people. So we're very lucky.
But amongst the laughs and singing and burlesque dancing, there was also time for the ladies to wind down and relax.
Take yourself away to a place in nature where you could imagine that you're lying on this beautiful emerald green grass, totally relaxing, not a care in the world.
Fiona Ferguson from Balombra Station, just in between Erromanga and Quilpie.
And what does our home look like at the moment?
We're very lucky that we have actually had rain this sort of season through winter, so we're coming into summer a lot better than most, so very fortunate.
Now we're at Channel Country Ladies Day. How have you enjoyed yourself?
Oh, it's been a blast. Very, very good. It's amazing. The unity of everyone, just everyone is just so happy, and they really, really just feel at ease and at home with each other. There's no judging, and it's just, yeah, really, really good to be here.
Why do you think these events are important?
To remind us, one, that we are still women, and to get together and to have that release of all the pressures. Yeah, just to have fun and laugh.
Jody Muntlewit from Caulfield. Oh, it's just been wonderful. Wonderful to, yeah, meet other women from similar lives and ones from not so similar lives.
What was it about this weekend that has made you really enjoy yourself?
Probably that it's just all about women, all about, you know, individuals taking time out for themselves to improve their art, their businesses, their own health and well-being, getting pampered. Yeah, you name it, you can get whatever you want out of this weekend. If you just want to relax and do nothing, you can. If you want to get into everything, you can. It's great.
What does home look like at the moment?
Probably desolate. But I don't like to complain. There are a lot of people worse off than us, so we've still got a lot to look forward to and a lot to be positive about.
You were one of the scholarship winners. Why do you think these weekends are important to have and go along to?
Well, quite frankly, I wouldn't have made it without the scholarship. It was, I've come over 800 kilometres to get here, and we're really busy with the drought and a couple of children, and it's a huge effort to come here on my partner's part and my part, and, you know, we'll be back into it again, you know, before daylight on Monday. It's a huge thing, but if you don't make time out for this, then it just passes you by.